There is a word to describe people who are complaining the Chiefs are in another Super Bowl. I share with you what that word is in a moment. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, recording on the 3rd of February, 2025 at roughly 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me acknowledge my sponsors. They pay for the podcast so you don't have to. I want to start with Brandon Legal Group. Jeremy Roberts from Brandon Legal Group was at my Todd Wright Tour Good versus Evil Golf Tournament over the weekend at Rogers Park, hosted by the Tampa Sports Authority, giving out free tournament shirts to every player on the Evil 17th hole. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I am a paid non-attorney spokesperson, asked by them to simply remind you that one of their services they offer is the following. If you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida and you continue to pay permanent alimony, the law is on your side and has been since July 1st, 2023. Take advantage of it. Since July 1st, 2023, permanent alimony was eliminated from Florida law. To reduce or potentially eliminate your financial obligation going forward from permanent alimony, call for a free consult at 813-902-3576 or request a free consult at brandonlegalgroup.com. That is just one of the many legal services they offer. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Pin Chasers recently opened their fourth location almost across the street from the Brandon Legal Group home office. I was at their Brandon location yesterday with a great friend and her awesome, I think he's seven-year-old son, for some bowling food and fun. That's what Pin Chasers is all about, bowling, food, and fun. They're at pinchasers.net for lane reservations, party planning, hours of operation. They don't just have the Brandon location, which I was very impressed by. The staff in particular was over and above. Thank you, Cheyenne. If you go to the Brandon location of Pin Chasers and you have any issues, ask for Shy, C-H-E-Y. It's on her name tag, Cheyenne. You tell her that Todd Wright, guest of the Peroni family recently, sent you and asked for her. We had a good time. The kid loved the pizza. He kept telling me how excited he was for the pizza. He didn't know he was getting pizza. We all enjoyed the pizza. And remember, when you bowl at Pin Chasers, you do not pay to rent their shoes. That's going to save you upwards and around $10 per person compared to other places where you could bowl in the Tampa Bay area. So you're saving $10 per person bowling at Pin Chasers because shoes are offered to you to use for free. Just return them when you leave. I almost walked out with mine. That would have been bad. But we had a good time at the Brandon location. It is one of four they have in Tampa. Pinchasers.net, or follow them on Instagram at Pin Chasers. You might even see some of our photos from Pin Chasers. The kid and his mom look a lot better than me in those photos. But damn it, I beat them both. And I stink at bowling, but I rallied big to beat mom and a seven-year-old son. And I'm not very proud of that. We had a good time. Emails write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Before I turn the page, look ahead to Super Bowl 59 with another podcast later this week between Chiefs and Eagles. I waited a week because I heard all the crying leading up to AFC-NFC Championship Sunday. Oh, we don't want a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. Nobody wants a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. Let me do my best. Betty, as I joke, Betty Blackwood, because she sounds like Nina Blackwood's mom. Betty Blackwood voice from Drew Garabo Live. Nobody wants to see the Chiefs and Eagles play in the Super Bowl. Nobody, huh? Nobody. I saw the things on social media. Here's who's rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's a dot on Kansas City. Here's who's rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl. It's a dot on Philadelphia. And the rest of the country is rooting for a meteor strike. Yes, there is a word to describe people complaining about who's in the Super Bowl. Losers. Let me say that again. There is a word to describe people complaining who's playing in the Super Bowl this year. Losers. It fits perfectly. I'm going to specifically talk about why the Bills lost again. As I predicted, and I'm a huge Josh Allen fan. I even had texts from Bills fans leading up to the game. Who do you like? Be honest. And I was. And I softly said, I love Josh Allen. I don't think he has the coaching nor the players to beat these Chiefs. Here's what it all comes down to. Those of you losers who bring up other things, it's irrelevant to me. If I were to ask any Buffalo Bills fan, if before the season began, I make you this deal, I'm going to put you in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. You get another shot. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And you're going to be down three. Just three. I'm going to put 3 minutes, 33 seconds on the clock, and you can stop the clock three times. Two via your own timeouts, one being the two-minute warning. You have a healthy Josh Allen. Go. You have 3 minutes, 33 seconds to beat the Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl. Can stop the clock three times. You're down 3 points. You get a field goal, we'll go to overtime, although we saw how that went a few years ago. You score a touchdown, as long as you don't leave Mahomes any time on the clock, you win the game. It's right there. It's in your hands. It's in Josh Allen's hands. 3 minutes, 33 seconds. You can stop the clock three times. You're in no hurry. You're starting on your own 30. I promise you, a majority, if not a unanimous majority, would take the deal. That is a winnable situation. One more time. 3:33 left. First down on your own 30. You can stop the clock three times with a healthy Josh Allen. You're down three. Go. Go win the game. Go to overtime. Here's what the Bills did. First play, pitch to Ty Johnson, who fought like hell to lose 1 yard. Second and 11. Josh Allen. Scramble. Gains 13, first down. First down on the 42. Josh Allen. Pass down the middle, incomplete. Second down at the 42. Josh Allen pass. Incomplete, short middle, ball knocked down. Third down. Josh Allen, pass in the right flat to Amari Cooper, who fights for five. 2 minute warning. Fourth and five. Josh Allen, off a formation that was condensed, which was just inviting the Chiefs to blitz him for the first time all game because you didn't spread the Chiefs defense out And here came three guys, knowing what was coming. And Josh, off his back foot, lofts a ball right into Dalton Kincaid's hands that perfectly ends Dalton Kincaid's disappointing season as he drops it. Turnover on downs. That's it. What's missing there, other than the obvious? No touchdown to win the game. No field goal to force overtime. No crossing of midfield. What's missing here? I just walked you through all six plays. What's missing? Here's what's missing. The Bills had a player on the offensive side of the ball prior to this final drive. This offensive player had touched the ball 16 times for a total of 134 yards, an average of 8.375 yards per touch, including a spectacular effort at the goal line to score a touchdown earlier in the game, capping his very good season. Unlike Kincaid, that player is running back James Cook. Nowhere in the Bills' six plays with the Super Bowl on the line did James Cook touch the ball. He was not even on the field for three of them. And on only two of them did he run a pass route. So let me recap. The Bills have an offensive player who has been good all year, who has been good all game, who had touched it 16 times for 134 yards prior to this final drive, averaging over 8 yards per touch. And the Bills, on six plays, only had him on the field for three of them, had him run a pass route on two of them, and never had him touch the ball. And this just in, getting James Cook the ball is kind of simple. You can throw it to him. You can pitch it to him. No, they pitched it to Ty Johnson. You can have Josh Allen hand it to him. Okay? Cook lines up in the backfield, either behind or next to Josh Allen. The defense cannot prevent James Cook from touching the ball. Sure, they can prevent him from getting yardage, but the defense can't prevent James Cook from touching the ball. Hell, let's take it a step further. You could have James Cook take a direct snap so he touches the ball. You know who prevented James Cook from touching the ball? The Bills coaching staff. An offensive coordinator who blew it. And having a head coach with a defensive background who provides nothing in these situations. Absolutely nothing. The fact that James Cook didn't touch the ball on these six plays and wasn't even on the field for three of them makes the Bills very deserving of losing this opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Joe Brady blew it, and Sean McDermott keeps blowing it. As I said about in the previous podcast, there's a reason defensive head coaches with no involvement with their quarterbacks, game planning, offensive play calling, have gone to any Super Bowl since Super Bowl 51, where the last one to do it blew a 28-3 lead. The Bills, whether it's been Dable or Dorsey or Brady, you're wasting Josh Allen the same way Mike Vrabel wasted Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Yes, you fire McDermott. Yes, you fire Brady. You're wasting Josh Allen. And with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, you not only wasted Josh Allen, you wasted James Cook. Serves the Bills right. Tennis term. Going to the Super Bowl was on your racket. 3:33 to go. You can stop the clock three times. You're down three. You're on the 30. And that's what you do? Sure, credit the Chiefs' defense. That's their good coaching. And if you notice, to kill the remainder of the clock, Andy Reid did dial up a very creative play on third down, something Joe Brady didn't do in six plays on the Bills' last possession, three of which James Cook wasn't on the field. The Bills deserve to lose. That's what I got. We'll talk about Kansas City and Philadelphia in the next podcast. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later in the week.